Smiling is one of the first skills we learn. Within weeks, days sometimes, tiny babies will respond to their parents with a toothless and wonderful smile. It is the first reciprocity of love. A smile is a delicate thing and must be nurtured to thrive. Lose it and it can be difficult to restore it to its owner. Sometimes all it takes to make the day better is a smile, and as we've just had World Smiles Day, there's been added incentive to exercise those smile muscles. The day is defined by two dots and an upturned curve. This iconic depiction of a smile is now available as a badge, an emoji, graffito, and a happy addition to the bottom of homework, the smiley face. It was created by the late Harvey Ball in 1963. Harvey would later express concern that the sheer commercialisation of his little symbol would strip it of its original intent and meaning. It was out of this concern that in 1999 he created World Smile Day, a day devoted to the spreading of simple joy and love to everyone, regardless of race, gender or geographic location. Harvey died in 2001, but the foundation he helped create, the Harvey Ball World Smile Foundation, has carried his message of simple peace and love to all parts of the globe. Whether you're simply expressing a bit of silliness or doing a small act of kindness to help someone smile, World Smile Day is an opportunity to help brighten the world and make it a better place through the simple power of the smile. Science has made some attempts to analyse the smile. One piece of research discovered British employees are most likely to smile at precisely 2:56 on a Friday afternoon, although it should be noted if one were to hazard a guess at which point in the working week staff were most likely to smile, Friday afternoon is a fair bet. A study was published in 2012 about forced smiles. The findings of the overly wordy titled Grin and Bear It, The Influence of Manipulated Facial Expression on the Stress Response, show that even faking a smile can reduce stress levels. And who knows, it might even transform itself into a real smile. A Yale psychologist conducted a study in which he instructed one member of a group of volunteers to act in an overtly positive way. Tracking the emotions of each individual in the group, she found that when the positive person entered the room, his jovial mood was picked up by the rest of the group almost instantly. Those who wish to do more can check out the World Smile Day website and look into becoming a World Smile Day ambassador, who go the extra mile in setting up events at local businesses, schools, parks, even online to help spread the simple joy of a smile to the world. The theme of the day is Do an Act of Kindness, Help One Person Smile. And finally, reasons to smile. Hearing a child's laughter, watching animals do cute things, being sincerely thanked, a visit from someone you love, flowers, ducks, peals of church bells, weddings, music, meeting a new friend, seeing people in love, being the recipient of a kind gesture, getting a hug, being praised, being offered someone's last Rolo. And I hope you can hear me smiling, and I'm also can assure you that my sound recordist Brian is definitely smiling.